There are two little girls, ages 8 and almost 10, who are coming up this month to spend some holiday time with a family they will soon call their own.
My question would be, how could we not do it with all these children that are waiting for a permanent home?
Betsy Miles.
My husband and I just decided that this was the road that we wanted to take to build our family.
Betsy Miles and her husband David have been there before. In fact, they've already adopted two children, Haston and Katie.
We just decided to pursue it. We went through training and we were looking at the information for our daughter, and the social worker came in and said they needed an emergency placement for a 14-year-old boy. And we said yes, and that turned into forever.
The Commonwealth of Virginia is looking for more people like Betsy and David. They say there are 1,400 children waiting for that forever family, and if they don't find it, the prospects are not good.
Unfortunately, we also have a high number of kids in Virginia, really one of the highest rates in the United States of children that we call aging out. That is, they reach 18 or 21, depending on their circumstances. They've not been able to go home. They've not gotten an adoptive home.
Betty Jo Zerice at the Department of Social Services.
So they are essentially emancipated. They're on their own after that, and many of them without strong ties to anyone, and their outcomes are not good, as you can imagine. We see them end up homeless. We see them get involved in the justice system. The outcomes are not good at all.
Last month, Governor McDonald proclaimed November as Adoption Awareness Month in Virginia and said the Commonwealth is celebrating significant gains in the number of children adopted from foster care into permanent homes. But apparently, we still have a long way to go.
The goal is to have children in some sort of a permanent situation within 18 months. That doesn't always happen. And Virginia is actually the worst state in the nation for getting kids adopted out of foster care.
Betsy Miles says it has definitely worked out for them.
It's been a wonderful experience, and it's really, we've gotten so much more out of it than we anticipated. We went into it thinking, oh, we're going to do this for the children. We want to help kids. And what we've gotten in return has just been unbelievable to the extent that we want to adopt again.
And as for the children?
Our daughter is in ninth grade at Open High. And she is just a typical teenage girl. She's very bright. Open is a magnet school, and she's doing really well, loving it. One of the things that she enjoys doing in her off time is training our flat-coated retriever. She goes to dog shows and enjoys showing him, and she desperately wants to be a big sister, so she's looking forward to the little girls coming. And our son is a freshman at the University of Richmond. So he came in and to our home, and he told us that he did not intend to graduate from high school, that he was going to pursue some sort of a trade, that part was fine, but we told him that he was going to graduate from high school. He was extremely bright, and that we felt that he needed to go to college. And so he did a complete turnaround, and now he's a freshman at the University of Richmond and just absolutely loves it.
Well, what is his interest? What does he think he may
want
to do?
You'll like this. He started out very strong in math and science and was interested in physics or computer science. Took a journalism class, absolutely fell in love with it, is enjoying writing, and thinks that may be the route that he wants to take.
If you go online, you'll find a sea of young faces, children looking for permanent homes, at www.dss.virginia.gov. Look under Children. Betsy says they are not there because of anything they did. Somebody let them down. And she and David and others who might consider adopting a child want to change all that.
I know a number of families that have adopted from foster care. Our network has grown just because of what we've done and the people that we've met. And the motivation for all is simply that they love kids, they want to help kids, they have space in their home, and that's pretty much all there is to it.
This month, they will make space for two more little girls, 8 and almost 10.
The birthday is this Friday for she's 9, so she'll be 10. And we talked to her the other day, and she's just delighted that she's going to be 10 years old. And we'll be getting them soon after. I think we're going to be picking them up on the 17th to bring them back to Virginia. It is. It's a lot of fun. I remember the first holiday, just planning for Christmas and, you know, spending the time with the kids and everything. It was different. We had 2 kids in our house, 9 and 14. And it was loads of fun. We love every holiday, and our kids do too. So we're looking forward to having another couple enjoy the Christmas break with us.
Happy holidays for David and Betsy and Haston and Katie and their new family. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.